Hosting their fifth annual NOMA Fest, North Omaha Music and Arts, or NOMA, is a musical organization that educates and fosters the growth of the local Omaha jazz community. Being their landmark event, NOMA Fest puts Omaha on the map as one of the jazz hubs of the Midwest.
Jazz is a fixture for us, one, because it embodies the language of all popular music. You know, if you can understand jazz, it's architecture, it's language. Understanding everything else is a whole lot easier. I mean, most modern music was born out of jazz. You know, if you keep going back, it was born out of gospel. You know, those slave songs in the field, which led to blues, which led to jazz, which then led to everything after that. Having jazz as a fixture, as a sort of bedrock for what we do is, you know, me having a background in jazz, that being who I am at the core, I guess is one part of it. But another part of it is just physics. You know, if you're teaching music, you would never be able to skip over gospel, blues, and jazz.
Dana Murray, the executive director of NOMA, talks about the rapid growth of the festival over these 5 years, and how this year's festival is bringing in many big-name musicians from across the country.
Friday, there is a panel discussion with Keon Harold and Frank McComb at 5. Then at 6, we're calling it the Bass Summit. These are three of the best bass players and well-known bass players alive today, with Mono Neon, Mohini Day, and Jonathan Marin. But Mono Neon, also fun fact, he was Prince's last bass player. You didn't play with Prince without being a monster, right? And then Keon Harold, who, you know, anyone who follows jazz, I mean, his style and his vision for the music is very unique. It's very hip. It's very cool. And it lends itself not only to the typical jazz lover reaching them where they are, but I think it brings in new listeners. So Keon Harold, we're extremely happy to have him.
For their biggest event this festival, NOMA will be hosting a free concert for the public, with many of these featured artists at Gene Leahy Mall on Saturday, August 15th.
It's important to us to inspire and motivate the local art community to maximize its potential, right? And we always say, if we create a high bar, not just for Omaha, if we create a high bar for anywhere, so anywhere you go, it's impressive. You can present our lineup for NOMA Fest anywhere in the world, and someone's gonna go, oh, whoa, that's a monster lineup. So a byproduct of that is really elevating the city that you're in. You know, like, that's a byproduct. We're not trying to be good for Omaha, right? We're trying to be good anywhere. And that in itself will fuel a lot of young artists here in the city.
NOMA Fest will be kicking off its celebration of music this August 13th to August 16th. More information can be found at northomahamusic.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.